Chapter 11, Shocking Remedy Solves Love Problems Fast. Let's look to mathematics for a lovely reminder of the universal law of polarity, which states that every problem has a solution built into it. Too often we give up on a problem before finding the solution, which is the gift of the problem. Why is it a gift? Because finding the solution to problems is how you keep growing in life and love. When a problem arises, you give thanks for the chance to find the solution that keeps you growing and becoming the person you're meant to be. What's the best way to find solutions to tough problems? I'd like you to consider a transformational concept that is known only by the elite 1 to 3% of people alive today, although it was known by great teachers and thought leaders throughout history. You may be as shocked by this concept as I was when I tell you how I found out about it. If you use it, you may be amazed by how fast it helps you transform your life with love. What is this life-changing concept? Before I reveal it, I'll lay the foundation to help you understand it. Einstein said that we can't solve problems using the same thinking that created them. Carl Jung said that we never solve our problems, we just learn to outgrow them. How? You grow to great heights when you use a different way of thinking to produce different results. Einstein explained how he and other great thinkers did this when he said, "I only want to think like God thinks. The rest is details." The good news is you don't have to be an Einstein to do this. You think like God thinks as soon as you become aware of a great, astonishing truth that empowers you to create the life you love. What is this astonishing truth? You are the great I am. You are an expression of the divine, a human manifestation of God. This concept used to be considered heresy when, in the name of God, women and men had been condemned as heretics, tortured, and even burned at the stake by the church, simply because they believed in our personal connection with God. This idea was revolutionary at that time. Today, you won't be persecuted for believing in your intimate connection with God, or for believing how your great I am empowers you to achieve great things and experience great love in your daily life. What's your gut reaction to this idea? Doubt? Belief? Shock? If you doubt this, that makes you feel as if you lack love. How do you change doubt into belief? You acknowledge your inner source of infinite love and possibilities, and you become aware of the truths that great thinkers have been telling us throughout history. God is the place of well-being from which you came and to which you will return. God is your inner source of infinite energy and love that is present in each moment. God is always present in the now, so in the present moment you connect with source energy. In God, all things are possible. So any thoughts that you can't do or be something are of your ego, not of God. God speaks to you in feelings of joyful passion while you're doing something you love. You are God manifested, so you have no limitations except those you choose to believe. What do you believe? If you're like me, you were not raised to believe this. I was raised a Catholic and trained to believe that God was out there, so we needed a priest to connect with God while he administered the sacraments. We did get the chance to be one with God during Mass while we swallowed a communion wafer and said prayers. As soon as Mass ended, we went back to being separated from our divine, infinite source of love. I'd believed that this separation was real until my late teens, when I had a wake-up call that had raised my love awareness. It happened while I was in college, soon after my grandmother had died. I'd loved her more than anyone, so I was devastated by her death. A few nights after her funeral, I woke up feeling freezing cold in my college room. As I opened my eyes, I saw my grandmother sitting there in her rocking chair, smiling at me. I'd asked her the first question that came to mind, "Is there a God?" God is the spirit of perfection inside each of us. Her news had shocked me because she'd been a devout Catholic, and what she'd revealed was a radical concept of God. When I'd reached out to hug her, she'd vanished. Yet through her brief visit, she'd left me with a new awareness of my personal relationship with the divine. Her appearance had illustrated how energy neither can be created nor destroyed. It only changes forms, even after physical death. She'd launched my spiritual search for even greater awareness of our connection with divine love. A couple years ago, I'd told this story to my dinner date, who had won a Nobel Prize in physics. "You conjured up your grandmother to feel better," he'd said. How could I conjure up a new idea about God if I didn't know it at the time? Did I get a tip from the collective consciousness? Is God a shapeshifter who appears in a form I recognize to heal my grief? He'd shrugged and told me again that I'd conjured up my conversation with my dead grandmother. I'd lacked proof to argue the point, so the truth remains a mystery. Yet the ancient and modern wisdom I've studied since college seems to reinforce what I'd first learned from my grandmother's visit after her death, that the spirit of perfection, the infinite source of love and possibility, is inside each of us, that we are God manifested, so we have infinite, limitless power to create the life we love. Doubt this? That may be why you keep yearning and searching for love. To become open to this truth, you may need a wake-up call, like a tragic loss, a serious conflict, or a great challenge. Why? In times of great loss or great challenges, the resulting pain opens the doorway to the spiritual and creative realms. When you take this path out of pain, you become open to raising your love awareness and thinking like God thinks. Accept this, then you instantly find great love and feel empowered to greatness by tapping into your inner source of infinite love. You attract even more love because the universal law states that you attract more of what you are, not what you want. Another universal law states that what you focus on expands. I often say that what you think about, you bring about. So choose your thoughts wisely. When you choose to think like God thinks in your daily practice, you tap into your infinite power to heal heartbreak and return to your natural state of joy by living a life of kindness, passion, happiness, and love. Need a nudge? Find out what the world's love luminaries think about this idea in the next chapter.